In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be a disciple, they said. It will be fun, they said. Seriously, the disciples were a brave lot, willing to leave all they knew behind to follow Jesus and then take his message to the world. They knew within their marrow that Jesus is the answer, the only answer to relevance and eternal life. With what they knew and were teaching, everybody was going to want some, right? Well, no. Just as we find today, everyone is not on board. Remember, the disciples are our role model. We are to aspire to follow Jesus, but at our best, we are more like the disciples. Stories in the New Testament show our role models in a variety of different situations, many of them not flattering. There are moments when we declare we cannot believe they actually said that. Remember when they were vying to see who would get the best seat? Or when they answered all of the questions with the wrong answers, as Jesus no doubt rolled his eyes. Then there was the critical time when they all had amnesia and forgot they knew Jesus, or they left town so they would not have to address that matter at all. We see them as they began to spread the word, traveling all over the area of the Mediterranean. Gradually, they began to wrestle with those issues in the early church that set them apart from the Jews. They argue among themselves. They take on civil and religious authority. As they begin to have a profound impact on the world around them, they still remain remarkably human, as we see today. In the Acts reading, we have what I like to think of as a New Testament sandwich. A slice of story, then some peanut butter in the middle to hold things together, followed by another slice of story. Each part can be viewed separately, but when considered together, a deeper, richer lesson emerges. Paul and his companions are in Philippi in a Roman colony for a while. During the day, they are going to a place of prayer, which they did every day. Each day, they encountered a slave girl who had the remarkably valuable gift of what is called the spirit of divination. Now, this gift was very prized at this point in most cultures. People with this gift were able to discern secrets. By reading signs or omens, they could assist in making decisions or foretelling the future. This could give one an advantage in life and business. Divination is forbidden in the Bible many times. As followers of Christ, we are to turn our hearts and attention to the will of God. We are to pray and listen for what God tells us to do. We are to trust God will take care of us. We are to give control over to the Lord, seeking a relationship of service, trusting God will take care of our future. What Paul was preaching was the exact opposite of what this servant woman was selling. Imagine this scene. Every day, as Paul and his companions are moving to their place of prayer, they are followed by this woman who loudly proclaims a running narrative. She is shouting to all that Paul is also a slave and likening their message to hers. Paul gets irritated. This is not a tale of running out a demonic to save the one possessed. Paul just wants this harassment to stop. So he commands the spirit to come out of her in the name of Christ. The spirit leaves the woman. She is no longer able to tell the future. She no longer possesses this highly sought after gift, which has no doubt kept her in good stead all of her life. Her owners have lost a revenue source that cannot be readily replaced. The public who uses her services have lost that leg up to help them quietly succeed. Paul has created a very real problem for himself and his companions by this healing. Nobody really wanted it except for Paul. At this point, no one appears to be saved. The woman's behavior or needs did not compel Paul to heal her. She was not in danger due to the Spirit. She no doubt received better treatment due to her gift from her owner, for who profited by it. Paul is just irritated by the behavior of this woman. The angry owners physically drag Paul and company before the courts and have them thrown in prison after they were thoroughly beaten. In prison, they were given the worst cells and locked into stocks. Things are not going well again. In the midst of following Jesus and carrying his message of salvation to the world, Paul has had one of those human moments. One of those times when he does all the right things for the wrong reasons. This is the first slice of the New Testament sandwich. Paul invokes his healing power for the wrong reason, and nothing good comes from it. As for the peanut butter part, they find themselves in prison. Their time is spent singing and praying to the Lord. They obviously believe that the Lord will be there for them, even when they might have made a mistake. And they were right. There is an earthquake that breaks the prison up enough so that they can escape, but not be harmed. The other slice of the sandwich is the story of their refusal to escape so the jailer will not be punished. But then the jailer sets them free. The story of redemption and healing actually is the story of the jailer, who frees and heals Paul and company, and then is baptized and saved by them. They are being Christ to each other at this point, with the jailer taking all of the risks. So why are these two stories spliced together? I believe we are being cautioned. These stories are like the good and the bad of what can happen as we minister. Using the power God gives us for personal comfort or reasons that do not further the kingdom will land us in problems. We are called to examine ourselves and remain true to our mission of offering salvation. It is also important to remember that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, sends messengers to us too. When the jailer released Paul and friends, he was serving the Lord at great personal risk. When he ministered to the wounds of Paul and friends due to the beatings, he was serving the Lord. We must be prepared to welcome our heavenly messengers and their blessings along the way. Jesus tells us these messengers will not be obvious. During these ventures to travel to bring people to Christ, we see ourselves if we dare. We are called to serve as Christ did, to follow where Christ led. As we do that, we will follow the well-worn paths his disciples traveled. As they stumbled, so will we. As they forgot, so will we. We will not be perfect, nor are we expected to be perfect. We are called to follow and serve. And along the way, a good sense of humor is called for. Be a disciple, they said. It will be fun, they said. And they are right.